This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Baptism of fire. I never knew what that meant, but now the flames are rising higher. I guess I haven't seen anything yet, because it's coming down around me, and I am rising up like a phoenix from the ashes, wings across the blue. The only way out is through. Forest of fury, kindling of fear. Oh, see how dark the woods have grown after all these years. And now they're coming down around me, and I am rising up like a lily from the shadows, glistening and perfumed. The only way out is through. All the detours taken never lead you home. What a maze you find yourself in, and still alone. Oh, you thought it should be easy, so the truth eluded you. The only way out is through. Baptism of fire, all happening within. Illusions burn like tall grass in a wild and reckless wind. And now they're coming down around me, and I am rising up like a great bell resurrected, ringing loud and true. The only way out is all the detours taken never lead you home. What a maze you find yourself in, and still alone. Oh, you thought it should be easy, so the truth eluded you.
Julie Snow with one of my favorite Julie Snow songs called Baptism of Fire here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Welcome to our studio, Julie.
It's really great to be here, Kate.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about Baptism of Fire. What did that mean for you? Do you remember? I mean, you wrote it quite a long time ago, right?
You wouldn't believe how long ago I wrote it. I don't know. That was one of those songs where it was before I was married. I was sort of in a transitional period in my life, and it just was one of those songs. I think partly it wrote itself, you know what I mean? And it always surprised me how far it traveled in the world. It always came as a great shock and a great pleasure. So
a lot of folks may recognize that tune from Louis Collins' recording, and you actually never recorded it until after Louis recorded it. Is that true?
That's true. I often say, you know, whenever I talk about my early songwriting, I always feel like Louis and I are never far apart, because when she sings it, she mentions me. And whenever I sing it, I talk about the fact that this friend introduced Louis to me and said, call me, and said, you have to meet Louis and Louis has to meet you. And we got together and she recorded, I think, five songs in the first two albums. And I don't think I would be sitting here today if it weren't for that, really.
It's so. Just that's so amazing. It's such a wonderful history, I think, for you, coming from being in a jug band in the 60s.
Right,
right?
Exactly.
To that singer-songwriter
exactly.
thing. So I want to talk about the jug band piece.
The Bennington Ladies Jug Band, it was called.
Tell us about how you ended up in that band.
Well, that was the period Jim Queskin, I'm going to date myself by talking about it, but Jim Queskin, that whole period of time, I was in college, and my roommate's boyfriend was either a producer or had recorded the Even Dozen Jug Band. And so he came up to college and he taught us all these jug band songs, and we took our little jug band down to Gertie's Folk City and played one time and made one of those very heavy 78, records. And then I didn't do any music again until in my late 20s, I guess. I was with a bunch of people, and this woman was singing I wrote an English folk song, and it was like verse, chorus. I thought, I could do that. And the next thing I knew, I had decided to kind of become a songwriter, so.
Was the Bennington Jug Band, was that rooted in the Cambridge area? Was that where you
No,
were
it was
hanging?
At college. It
oh.
was in Vermont.
Oh, okay.
It was while we were in college. Yeah, we all then dispersed and went on about our ways, So.
And how did singing, how did your songwriting career actually take root for you?
Well, I had always sung. My family always sang. My mother was a great harmony singer, and my brother played the guitar and the banjo. So, of course, I had to do that because I worshipped my brother. But we had all always sung, right? So there was something about when I first started writing these songs that just seemed to put a whole bunch of elements, internal elements together. Do you know what I mean? It just like I wrote a song and I thought not only do I think I could do this, but it gives me a lot of pleasure and it gives me an identity. And that lasted, as you know, I wrote for 10 or 15 years and then stopped and became a social worker and had children and raised children. And then in 92 moved up to New Hampshire. And discovered that all these people still remembered Baptism of Fire, and all these people were still playing guitar, and everybody, there was like an acoustic musician in Nelson behind every bush, practically. So I started again. So.
Julie Snow has a new album out. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But should we play a song from the new release, Julie?
I'd love that.
And which one?
Love it if you played the first one. The first song on the album is called Ropes, and I like it because it gives you a real feel for the production of the CD.
The name of the album is No Ordinary Love, and we're going to hear Ropes from Julie Snow here as the folk show continues at NHPR.
Well, I said to myself, you never will know just who you are in this world unless you finally abandon a lot you were handed and the story you still think is true. Oh, the ropes will drop and the sky will open and your tears will fall. Lock your heart in a prison will never be spoken again. I have seen it before, those others all pushing their wagons of rocks to and fro. If you offer to help them lighten their load, some they will shake their heads sadly and go. All the ropes will drop and the sky will open and your tears will fall like rain. And the lies that once locked your heart in a prison will never be spoken again. To turn and Every morning, the moment the sun hits my face, will you let the light shine into all the dark corners and clean out that shadowy place? For the ropes will drop and the sky will open and your tears will fall like rain. And the lies that once locked your heart in a prison will never.
Julie Snow from the album No Ordinary Love. That tune is called Ropes. Sloan Wainwright said, I can't stop listening to Julie Snow's No Ordinary Love. The songs are like fine tapestries woven with message and meaning. A big, wide open heart record. Sloan Wainwright, one of the folks singing harmony vocals on here. You have quite the band helping you out, don't you, Julie?
I do. I had the good fortune to I have a history with Kent Allen, who, as any most New England folks singers know, he's on a lot of people's albums, and he's just all around fabulous musician. Plays piano, bass, and guitar, and slide guitar, and Ed Shear was on my last CD, and Ed Shear is the drummer on my CD, but he's in fact the lead singer of the Love Dogs, which is this jump blues band from Boston. And then the bass player is Jesse Williams, and Jesse's all over Boston these days. But the nice thing was that they've all known each other for years. They've all played together. They've all been in each other's bands. So it was a dream come true in a way to work with them. And because of Brooks Williams also is kind of mentored me on this CD, and we had gone through a kind of discussion about should I make a produced album with layered sounds or should I make a band CD? And he said, I think you should just play. And that's what we did. So we were at Chris Rival's studio in North Reading, and we set up and we played. And that's made it a very fun and lively sounding album, I think. I'm pleased with it.
Julie Snow, No Ordinary Love, the name of the CD. Julie, you had a couple other albums too, right? What were the other CDs that preceded this one? You had If Words Were Stones.
Well, I only had one whole album of my songs, so, okay. If Words Were Stones. And right. Then I had the Rolling Crone CD with of our songs, individual songs on it, which was a collection from our women's writing collective.
From the Nelson Monadnock region,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful songs on that one, as well as If Words Were Stones.
Thank
when you made this, I know you said, you know, you're kind of consulting with Brooks Williams on the sound and whether to layer it or whether to play. Conceptually, as far as lyrics and songs are concerned, what difference do you feel like you've seen in the growth from If Words Were Stones to this one? Was there a trajectory for you?
It's so interesting that you asked me that, because I was thinking today about that one of the things I wanted to say was that right from the beginning, from my first encounter with Louis, I had this almost like I think I'm not using the right word, but like a dialectical or a tension between wanting to write feel-good songs that uplift people and writing political songs that agitate or motivate people. And in If Words Were Stones, there was a good deal more political, I think, energy. And it got sort of quieter in the last 8 years. And I wrote a few more songs of uplift and healing. And also, I'd been through a lot in my family. I'd been through a lot as an individual. And I wanted to write songs about healing and redemption and hope. And so a lot of the songs on this CD have a kind of almost like a love base that's more generative or something. But times are changing. And so I think in the future, in the near future, the political voice will be coming back into my writing a bit more. So.
They say pain is a great motivator.
Exactly, it's a great. I stopped for 10 years or 15. I got so happy. I just had nothing to say, you know. So pain is a great motivator. Living is a great motivator.
It'll be interesting to see what comes out of our folk music community in the next few years.
I will say that after 9/11, I felt like the whole world got a little frightened to be political. Mm-hmm. And I hope I don't see that again. You know, I hope we all can be brave and write all kinds of things.
Use your words, right? Yes. Use your words.
Use your words.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guest in the studio is Julie Snow. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
The legacy one leaves for a community can last for generations. I'm Loretta Allison, New Hampshire Public Radio's Leadership Giving Officer. By including NHPR in your estate plans, you can make a lasting impact on this new service for future generations of public radio listeners in New Hampshire. To learn more about joining your legacy with ours, please visit nhpr.giftplans.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Red River Charitable Foundation, supporting U.S. military veterans transitioning to civilian life by collaborating with veteran partners to fill gaps in care. RedRiverCharitableFoundation.com. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. My name is Kate McNally, and we have Julie Snow in the studio. Julie, what should we hear next?
Why don't I sing you the title track from the album called No Ordinary Love? You are my sanctuary. You are my strength. You are my parachute. I go to any length to keep you safe and warm. Keep you by my side. This is no ordinary love. Right from the start, I was drawn to your light. Like a shooting star on a cold, dark night. You knocked on my door, and I knew at first sight, this is no ordinary love. No ordinary love. No ordinary love. This is no ordinary love. What shall I give you? What shall I say? How can I thank you? Show me the way. When we sail on this sea and there's a breeze every day, this is no ordinary love. Much funnier, much kinder, so much room to breathe. Even with bumps in the road that would make some people leave. But trouble made us stronger, and trouble made us see, this is no ordinary love. No ordinary love. No ordinary love. This is no ordinary love. No ordinary love. No ordinary love. This is no ordinary love. You are my sanctuary. You are my strength. You are my parachute. I go to any length to keep you safe and warm. Keep you by my side. This is no ordinary love. This is no ordinary love. This is no ordinary. This is extraordinary. This is no ordinary love.
title track from Julie Snow's new album, No Ordinary Love. Julie, can you describe for us and our listeners the artwork that's included here, which is really gorgeous? I love the cover of this CD. Can you talk a little bit about how this came to be?
So the cover has a picture on it of two little tiny walnut shell boats with tiny little bunnies, one in each boat. The masts are made of toothpicks, and the sails are little paper sails with faded red heart on each sail. And the story of those is that 38 years ago, before my husband and I were married, so it would probably be 39 years ago, we were living in a house with some other people, and I think we must have had a bit of a disagreement that people could hear. And I'd written a song called Love's Losing Hold, which Louis had recorded, and which had a line in it which said, bumping just like two little boats in a stormy harbor. So I came out of my room one day, and there's my roommate holding these two little boats with the bunnies in them, like two little boats that were moored too close in a stormy harbor. And she handed them to me. That was 38 years ago, and about a month before I started the CD, I was in my workroom, and I look up on my shelf, and there they are. And I'd sort of forgotten that I'd had them all this time. So after writing No Ordinary Love, I thought, I want to see if we can do something with those bunnies. And this very, very dear friend of mine, who's an artist and a painter, invented that scene by turning a basket upside down to look like water, and she put the little bunny boats on the basket, and then my husband, who is studying watercoloring and had colored the sky, painted the sky, we put that behind and made the sky.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So it's kind of a little bit of a love story on the cover of my CD.
Julie, how do you get your inspiration, meanings, or support for your songwriting? Do you hang out with a bunch of songwriters and that kind of thing? Where do you get charged?
I get charged, and I've gotten charged since 1999 by going to a songwriting camp called Summer Songs that was originally at the Ashokan campus where the Fiddle and Dance camp is, but now has moved to a different campus down in off the Taconic, I think. But so I started going there by chance. I went with another rolling crone, Wendy Keith, and I went the first time in 99. And I've been back ever since. If I left 2 years off first, I went maybe 1 year, then a few years off, then I went, then a couple of years off. But for the last 10 years, I've gone every single year. And I often go in the winter to the winter weekend. And now I also go regularly to Cozy Sheraton's folk camp in Moab, Utah. And as a result of that, I've developed a community of songwriting friends who really do sustain me. I just, in fact, 2 days ago got a text from Cozy saying, I have a brand new song. I want you to hear it. What's your feedback? And I'll do the same for her. And when I'm at Summer Songs now, I coach songwriters, which I love doing. People bring half-written or songs with problems to me, and we sit down and try to figure out what's wrong with them. And then right here in New Hampshire, I have a songwriting group. We call it our Song Circle, and we've been meeting for at least 4 years every month, 1 year, 1 month at my house in Nelson and 1 month at Kathy Lowe's house in New London. And we've developed a really solid working group of like 8 to 10 songwriters who meet regularly to create music together.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're visiting with Julie Snow. Her new album is called No Ordinary Love. Let's take a short break, and we'll come back and hear some more from Julie Snow here at NHPR.
Join NHPR on Thursday for coverage of Governor Chris Sununu's budget address. I'm Laura Kanoy. We'll bring you the governor's speech from the State House, along with analysis in our studio and live blogging on NHPR.org. We'll also hear reaction to the address from lawmakers, so join us for complete coverage of the governor's budget address, starting at noon Thursday on NHPR and NHPR.org.
Our forecast calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the 20s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the 20s, and tomorrow night partly cloudy in the evening with snow likely after midnight. We could see about an inch of accumulation. Then Tuesday, more snow, moderate snow accumulation with high temperatures in the lower 30s. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Concord Community Music School, a home for folk music, welcoming students for folk ensembles and lessons in fiddle, guitar, ukulele, mandolin, and more. ccmusicschool.org. And the Elm Street Group at Morgan Stanley, helping clients create enduring financial value and a lasting impact through sustainable investment solutions. The Elm Street Group at Morgan Stanley. com. You're listening to The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Julie Snow is our guest. Her new album is called No Ordinary Love. Julie, what should we hear next from this CD?
Well, because I want people to see that the album is both serious and fun, I would love to have you play the pink one. And I think most people who hear it will recognize where the impetus for this song came from. If you watch television these days, you'll notice that two-thirds of the ads on TV are pharmaceutical ads.
Okay, let's play it. The pink one from the album No Ordinary Love from Julie Snow here at NHPR.
My doctor, I don't feel well. He said, not to worry, I can give you a pill. What kind of pill can you give me? Well, let me see. There's so many to choose from, it's a panoply. I can give you the pink one, or maybe the blue. Or you can take them both together to see what that might do. On the TV, they were looking so grand, sitting side by side in the bathtubs, they were holding hands. I saw the ad with the butterflies, everybody sleeping so sound, and the one with the mom so happy, well, nothing gonna get her down. There's a voice in the background saying there's a risk or two, but if you wanna feel better, never mind all that, this is the pill for you. Dry mouth, head pain, double vision, don't drive your car to avoid a collision. Well, you might gain weight, feel suicidal, but that's unusual. You're more liable to feel like a million bucks, like this is your lucky day. Every once in a while, a little shortness of breath could lead to coma or sometimes to death. We're not exactly sure just why, but there's no reason not to give it a try. Give it a try. I used to pray to the good Lord, but now I see the new God is pharmaceuticals. They will set me free. They will lift me up and they will set me straight. They will redeem my spirit. They will open the gates. This pill gives you superpowers. Believe you me, man, this will wow her. But if it should last much more than 4 hours, better call your doctor or take a cold shower. We're not exactly sure just why, but you might go blind or die. Well, it might be your last roll in the hay. But wasn't it great? You know, it lasted all day. We're not exactly sure just why, but there's no reason not to give it a try. We're not exactly sure just why, but there's no reason not to give it a try. But we're not exactly sure, but there's no reason, there's no reason, there's no reason not to give it a try. My doctor, I don't feel well. He said, not to worry, I can give you a pill.
Oh, that's so much fun. The Pink One is the name of that song from the album No Ordinary Love from Julie Snow. That was, you must have had a good time writing that one.
I did. And I did a house concert with my friend Terry Scheinzeit in New York. And we got into this whole thing. She was pulling pill bottles out of her bag. I now have, like, if I can ever get the video made, I have collected like 3 bags of prescription bottles for the ultimate video, or if I ever make it.
The name of the album, No Ordinary Love, the pink one, just one of the tracks from this album. It's got 12 tracks on here, and 11 of them are original, right?
Yes, 11 are original, and the last one, I thought that I should have pay homage to my jug band roots. So the last one is Relax Your Mind, which is a song that I sang in the jug band days, and I got Brooks to play it with me because he loves the same kind of music, so we had a ball making that together.
I think he's got a new album out also.
He does.
He's a phenomenal musician, and what a nice person he is, really.
What a nice person. And I think his new album is just pure blues. But he's a busy man. He's always turning out albums, and he's a great, great musician.
He tours a lot, and in addition to putting out some great albums. You're not touring a whole lot in support of the album. How can people see you or find out about what you're up to?
Well, I do have a new website, juliesnowsongs.com. And I don't have a lot of gigs at the moment, but I'm always trying to generate house concert opportunities for myself. At this point in my career, I'm really most interested in playing with other musicians, particularly the musicians I play with on my CD. And that always complicates where you can go and where you can find work. I was going to say earlier, I'm looking for a house concert in May in Westport, Massachusetts, and I asked all 3 musicians, and they has one date. There's one day in which they're all free.
Sure.
So that's what it's like. But I'm still looking forward to it. I have a house concert coming up in New Jersey in the spring, New York in the spring, and I'm always eager to find opportunities to play these songs.
And folks can also, sign up for your newsletter on your website?
You can sign up for my mailing list on my website. And also I post songs on my website. I have a new slightly political song on my website about a certain individual from Russia. So you might be entertained by looking at this. It's called Putin's Got His Pool Boy Now. But I'm not going to sing that now. I'm going to sing another kind of a song now.
Well, before you do that, I just want to make sure people know the address for Julie's website. It's juliesnowsongs.com.
Exactly.
And you can also Google Julie Snow and you'll come across her. And I think you're a friend of the folk show, too, on Facebook, our NHPR folk site. So from time to time, we'll be letting people know about other things that Julie might be up to.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Posting songs there as well.
Kate and I go way back, so it's really a pleasure to be here.
It's really great to catch up with you, Julie, and thank you so much for coming in and sharing the music. I love the new CD and your sound. And I want to just tell us what we're going to hear as your final track tonight on the folk show.
This is a song called No Tears for You and Me. It's a song that I wrote after I read an article about the water shortage in California, in which people were actually seeing the ground lower. The water, the aquifers were so empty that the ground was sinking onto them. And I sang this at a Winter Songs, a weekend that's related to Summer Songs, but it was in California. And I did that introduction and I said, and the ground is dropping 2 feet. And someone said, no, it's dropping 4 to 6 feet. So this is called No Tears for You and Me. What we gonna do when the well runs dry? There's sand in the water already. Used to be a guarantee that the water was always ready to fill our cups and water our crops and keep us cool and clean. But it looks like the farm is failing. Yeah, the family farm is failing. Yeah, looks like the farm is failing. It's the end of Daddy's dream. Well, it has not rained in over 2 years, not even a sprinkle. Daddy's face is caving in, oh, wrinkle after wrinkle.
he keeps staring at the sky, muttering his prayers. But I can tell my dad's in hell. It's so easy to tell my dad's in hell. Yeah, I can tell my dad's in hell, and his faith has left him there. Oh, why didn't we listen? Oh, why didn't we learn? What made us so blind we could not see? Now Mother Nature has no tears. They've been drying up for years. Mother Nature has no tears to cry for you and me. Even the ground is sinking down out in the pasture, collapsing on that empty space where water once was captured. But nothing grows there anymore. The trees are brown and bare. Well, I wonder when the time will come. Yeah, it looks like soon the time will come. Yeah, I wonder when the time will come for us to move from here. Oh, why didn't we listen? Oh, why didn't we learn? What made us so blind we could not see? Now Mother Nature has no tears. They've been drying up for years. Mother Nature has no tears to cry. Oh, why didn't we listen? Oh, why didn't we learn? What made us so blind we could not see? Now Mother Nature has no tears. They've been drying up for years. Mother Nature has no tears to cry for you and me.
Julie Snow, No Tears for You and Me, from the album No Ordinary Love. Julie, thanks so much for stopping by the folk show.
It was such a pleasure, and it was so good to see you and play music for you.
This is New Hampshire Public Radio.
The multiple Grammy Award-winning group OutKast has had an undeniable impact on hip-hop. Their brand of wordplay, funk, and echoes of the church put Southern rap on the map and on mainstream charts. I'm Virginia Prescott. On the next Word of Mouth, a college course on OutKast says the duo transcends genre.
It's kind of showing students it's more than just the music. There's an actual cultural impact that this group has had in very profound ways.
Word of Mouth will not be outclassed. Tomorrow, too, on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation, committed to helping Granite Staters participate meaningfully in civic life. Learn more at nhcf.org. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.